everybody to our fourth and final SHAC committee meeting that we've had this year. I appreciate your time for being here. I do want to let everybody introduce themselves. I know we have some new people on the team today. So I'll start with myself. Terry Hacker, I'm the chair of our SHAC.
Angelica Walker, I'm the assistant director. I'm like, what am I?
Christine Lanieros, food service director.
Carissa Harris, the parent member.
Co-chair.
Patty Ann, co-chair.
Lois Burleson, district nurse.
Josh Hardwick, parent.
Angie Davy, parent.
Judy Baker, health teacher, health professional, and pet mom.
Kelly Eastman, also a health professional, West junior vet.
And Max Johnson, I'm the parent.
At this time, we're meeting all of our requirements set out by our House Bill 1525. This is our second required meeting to offer a public comment. Look around the room, I see that we do not have any guests. We did meet all of the requirements of House Bill 1525 and Education Bill 2804 by posting this 72 hours in advance, actually did longer than that, at all of our campuses and on our webpage and at the central office. So since we don't have anybody here on public comment, we'll carry on with our agenda. All of our council received an email about 3 weeks ago, the minutes from our previous meeting. I hope everybody had a chance to look at that. And so we need to approve those minutes. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes from February 16th?
I will make the motion.
Do I have a second?
No second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye. Always talk about our SHAC purpose. SHAC assists the district in ensuring that local community values are reflected in health education instruction and strengthens the connections between health and learning. In short, our goal is to assist the district in creating a healthy school environment. We've been talking about this meeting and the February meeting quite a bit this year about following all the House Bill 1525 rules. Just to remind people that are listening on the recording and the new people in the room today, at our last meeting, I was able to provide a digital textbook on the screen. We just went over it very briefly and just kind of looked at the highlights. Everybody on the council was emailed their own copy of the digital human sexuality curriculum and the health book as well, two separate components. So everybody in the room here has had an opportunity to look at the companion piece. We'll talk about the health book as well here in a minute. That's why we have the health teachers here. But as far as the human sexuality curriculum, I'll let y'all take the lead on this for the Q&A, length of discussion. I have it on the screen again if you have questions. But as I informed y'all as the chair at the last meeting, that I am recommending to this council that we adopt the Goodhart Wilcox adoption. Just to give you a reminder, that was the only adoption that made it through the State Board of Education. I did write myself a note here that I don't think that I mentioned at the last meeting. The State Board of Education declined to add to the TEKS, the Health TEKS, proposed standards to address sexual orientation and gender identity. That was a very controversial topic. It went through the process. Many publishers wanted to get their textbooks on the adoption list, but Goodhart Wilcox was the only one that refrained from putting those two items on there. And that's why, and I believe, with my limited knowledge, I believe it was a split vote, even down at the state board. Because we have different views. We have two sides, left and right views on many things, one being curriculum sex education for our kids. And I have been proposing to y'all all along the week that I feel strongly that we should adopt this textbook because I think it does encompass the community values that our community believes in. That's my opinion as the chair. So with that being said, after you've had a chance to look at the companion piece, do you have any concerns about what's going to be taught next year? Just once again to remind you, we require health as a credit at Wiley. ISB. I said it was going to say Wiley High School, but we get credit at eighth grade as well, high school credit. Since we require help as a credit, we are required to teach the TEKS. And in the TEKS, the standings, there is human sexuality. So that's why we were required to teach it. I want to emphasize, and I think I repeated myself twice at the last meeting, no student in Wiley ISB will be taught human sexuality unless their parents opt them into that program. It's the opposite way it used to be. Usually you opt it out. Now, and we have yet to set up a plan on how we're going to do that. I think I keep mentioning we're waiting for some guidance from TEA or from TASB. We have not received that. I talked to my representative out at Region 14. We're starting to think we're not going to get any guidance because maybe they're not on the same page. So that responsibility may be placed on the district when we're finally doing that. But we just got to figure out a way to get communication to our parents. We're required to do this. Communicate to the parents in advance. We'll meet all the stipulations, requirements, guidelines of making sure the parents know when it's going to be taught. They'll have access to materials that's going to be taught. And then they opt in and those students will be taught in the section. And I'll stop talking if there are any questions. I went through, I'm not going to tell you, I read every paragraph in that companion piece. I really looked at the index and the glossary, but for key terms, there wasn't anything there that concerns me or I think should concern our community with the values that we have in our community. But human sexuality, sex ed is sex ed, so there's things in there that the parent thinks that needs to be taught at school. We will provide that instruction. We are making this easy.
Well, I have a question, so, and I'm sorry if you've already answered this, but for those kids that don't opt in, what will they be doing?
Our plan that we have right now, and I keep sharing with these ladies an idea that I have. We've got to rethink the way we used to do it. Right? Like Ms. Baker's been teaching health for years. And there's been some human sexuality within the previous adoptions. So she had the luxury, the authority, the privilege to teach it how and when she wanted to on her lesson plans. But the way that this is being brought to us with an opt-in, I foresee that we set aside a day in the spring and maybe in the fall as we teach health some years, most semesters. That we, those opt-in kids, will come over here to the PAC. We'll probably go into the junior high, probably separate. We'll probably separate males and females. And we'll teach the companion piece in a very brief, shortened format. That's what my thought is.
Yeah.
We have the discretion to determine how we're going to do it, all the guidelines. So those kids will just remain in their regular classes. We also have another class that we teach that's on the CTE spectrum, and it's in a course sequence for the medical field. Those students get a health credit in that class as well, so we'll have to give those students an option, Ms. Walker's class, to be able to opt in and be taught at the same time, because they're getting their health credit through that class. But they're not, but those aren't the teachers for the class she's teaching. So if I answered your question, the regular kids will stay, they're being the regular, because the kids that stay in the regular classroom and don't opt in will just stay. We'll probably get subs for the health teachers. We've talked to some science teachers. They're going to tag team teach this as our thought, and we'll come over the PAC, teach it early to the eighth grade separately, have a session for the males, have a session for the females, come back in the afternoon and do the same thing in the high school, which is probably larger numbers of kids, and do the exact same thing. That, we do not have a plan about that. That's the direction.
Yeah, you're still kind of figuring
that out.
But
that's what our thought is.
Yeah.
And so we have no idea what numbers we're talking about.
Yeah. And so you may not spend more than a couple of days on that total on that companion piece?
I don't see us spending more than a day, actually. Okay. I mean, it's going to be a lesson.
Yeah. So a lot of that information
will be
available to them, but it won't necessarily be covered.
No.
Yeah.
The companion piece that you have, remember, you just have the digital. When we get into a classroom next year, if y'all approve this, we have to have a vote. Remember, we're voting as a SHAC, it's only recommended. The board makes the final decision. And state your question again.
Just amount of time that you plan on spending on it.
But also if they have access to the information.
access. So, you know, we've only had the digital access. So when we purchase the textbooks, when you get into these ladies, and we have one more health teacher, she's actually on maternity leave, in their classroom, they're going to have, if y'all approve this, I'm speaking to this, but we're going with this, the Goodhart Wilcox textbook in the classroom. It's like 350 pages. It's a big textbook.
Yeah.
The companion piece is totally separate. That is not in the classroom. So to answer your question, will those students have access to that? The parents will, because that's something that you're required.
Okay.
But they have to purchase them. They can come up to central office, or they can come up to the high school, or the Houston West Junior High, and they can look at the book. They can look at the separate companion piece.
But they're not getting a hard copy of it.
No.
It's just the information that's being presented comes from what we just read.
They will not get a hard
copy. Is the hard copy available for the in preparation for this the one-time teaching?
Well, they can purchase it.
Okay. So we can send by purchase.
We have a copy of central. We will. I don't have a copy. We just have a digital. We'll have a copy of central office and have a copy.
Are you asking, like, for that one-day teaching, would they have a hard copy, or would it be just presented?
With the students, or are we having even, we don't have any.
Okay, yeah, that's
I'm saying it all, question. I'm saying, ladies, I'm just going to go, y'all probably, they're probably waiting for more questions to me.
Because we'll order so many, the district will order so many health books.
We can do all of the companion piece, other than what we're required to have assessments to our parents. We can do it all individually. Cost savings to taxpayers.
Sure.
I mean,
that's
probably
a
what
better idea to not give those kids that book.
Exactly.
Because then they're going
to be
well.
Yeah. If they had it, it would be during that session and then turn back into the show. I see it all.
Okay.
The salesman. Or, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. It surprised me if the digital copy is not more than the hard copy. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
But we have not started the discussion.
Okay.
Because we don't have. We haven't even made a decision.
Still work off the book.
The board hasn't
right.
made
yeah.
a final decision. I feel very comfortable with this.
That's good.
And we're representing Riley ISD. Go any direction within 200 miles, and you might find school districts that wouldn't want this adoption. They want something that meets the views of their community. Maybe they want other things. I can't speak for them, but I think that's why school districts are doing options.
I liked it. I thought they did a good job.
Since I've
yeah.
How long have you got?
Year.
20. And we use Glencoe. We use adoption copy. Yeah.
It's
been the same book for 20 years.
Yes.
I mean,
and
we're way past due.
When I looked at the new, it's very tasty, very biology, and that's what I like. I mean, I don't want to bring in other stuff. I feel like the day we teach it will just be that. So it's on science, and it's emails, this is what it is.
Yeah, bring these books say someday we'll make.
We got rid of those.
Nothing. It was adopted my third year here. So
I just say that because while I was coming through school, we still had some of them.
But there haven't been new health teeth in that long. So that's why it's not really.
Yes.
It's okay.
That was a little
yeah.
The only thing that was, it says health in 2010.
Since I've been in this position, we've done, this is the fourth textbook adoption that I've gone through. I mean, we're talking about this being such a right point, but I feel obligated to, when I go to the board, I'm usually the chair of the committee, and we listen to the committee, but eventually when you buy a textbook, I'm talking about the health side of the companion piece, I want to go to the board. You don't have to. You have to teach one or something. So if you don't do that, that means you've got to buy other resources to cover. So now you just cost the district more money. So, and I'm kind of digressing, but anytime we purchase materials that we use on the Sharks material line, I feel strongly that we need to do something with our first line.
I appreciate your approach. Pulling that piece out to be a companion, obviously, it's included whether the instructors are choosing to cover it in class or not. As a parent, feeling that responsibility is mine, more than yours as a district, as far as preparing kids and to understand that part of their lives, but also recognizing that different families are going to fall all along this wide spectrum of their own views on it. So, pulling that piece out, making it available, the optimal approach, I like that. Doesn't feel like there's something that we're outsourcing that to the school district to be responsible for something. But it does make it available. And it's done in a tasteful way without, in my opinion, a political agenda behind it. So that if you have students who need that because they're not getting it for whatever reasons, whether it be things by grandparents who aren't going to do that, because I'm pretty sure my grandparents don't talk about that. You're still getting, like you said, this is about not going down this rabbit trail. So I appreciate the approach of it.
One example I have, I'm not going to mention publisher, there's a book in my office right now. And I have a really good relationship with the accounts there, the salesman for that, because we purchase other textbooks from our bank. I ordered thousands of dollars worth of English language arts from her this morning. But she called me a few weeks ago, she sent me that problem, and she said, I don't even know why y'all didn't consider us for an option. I said, I'm very simple. I said, I looked through your glossary, and I just saw tons of more of it. And she said, well, that's what I need to know. That's what I need to tell my brother. That's what I did that. So sure, fine. We didn't consider it. So, before we take the vote, any other comments? I'm going to give it all to you. Okay. Once again, our vote, once again, is just to get majority here, and we do have a quorum, so that if we vote, we can now present this to the school board in the next couple of meetings. I'd say May or June, and then make the final decision. So, do I have a motion to adopt Goodhart Wilcox as our companion piece for human sexuality instruction? There's a motion. Second.
This is so the motion going forward, we're accepting the textbook with the companion.
The shack is only, we've kind of gone across the spectrum of health textbook and companion piece. We have to adopt both as a school board. The shack is only
adopting the companion piece.
Yes, okay. This vote right now is only the human sexuality.
Okay. I second.
So we have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous. It's unanimous. Okay. I will present this information to our school board, and I will explain them. List you council members by name, and let them know that we've gone through all the processes. I still 1525 education. 28304 to let them know that we followed all the procedures, and then let them know ultimately that they might make the final decision. Okay. Now let's start talking about health textbook again. I just want to invite these ladies today just to see if there's any questions, Q&A about the same textbook, Goodhart Wilcox, but the health book. Take the human sexuality and the side. Y'all had a chance to look at it? You like it? once again.
It's basically the same, it's just updated.
And once again, they have more options to look at, but we go out, I think you're the only one making that to the textbook fair at Region 14. I was sick. There were not many vendors. Once again, only one was only adopting this, but you can purchase materials that are not adopted as long as you teach all the teams. But as I've already stated, I feel comfortable going to the board for something that's 100% standards. So. Y'all have any questions about our health curriculum?
And not to put you on the spot, but are there any things that are examples you can give of what updates or what in new,
yes.
new what
they
they're teaching now?
Yes, they have a lot of like, it's not in like the regular information, they have like side little stories that they'll, like what kids deal with today concerning health, and it'll give a scenario, and then you talk about that with the kids, and then.
A lot of social emotional health
yes,
things?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Social stress.
There was all
just a side note, I'm also in charge of professional development. And our meetings, we had our district advisory committee 2 weeks ago. And now that meeting, lots of questions about what we're doing as far as training our teachers. For their own social emotional health, but also what they can do for our students. And we reached out to Region 14, which we didn't need to, because we already found out there's just a list of trainings this summer about that topic, which is much needed. But the teachers were asking what you can do for us individually and for our students. I think I've counted about 15 trainings. I'm sorry.
So for the teaching portion, is it more of identifying what's happening, or is it more of a identifying that for a firm?
What do you mean what?
So as you're teaching stress, social media, pressures,
yes.
Those kind of things.
You would think that like when I'm asking kids, what do you think we're going to talk about in health and what the body? And that's definitely in there, the body systems are definitely in there. But and I've the old book was the same way. It talks about the three sides of your health, your physical health, your mental health, and your social health. And so how they're all interconnected. And so I really like when I taught it those semesters, I would really talk about all of that more. Let's go to the wellness program. One guy is going to take the lead on the wellness.
I'll take some of it. Okay, I believe this was updated back in 2017. And every 3 years, you have to update it. And since we got a waiver, it's going to be the fourth year, actually.
Oh,
so
the related waiver?
Yes. And this is actually, since we're in the NSLP program, which is the National School Lunch Program, we have to go through this, through these steps. So the first one is that the district food service staff, teachers, and other district personnel should consistently promote healthy nutrition messages in the cafeterias, which is like the postroom and stuff like that. So we do that. The second thing is, the district shall share educational nutrition information with families and the public to promote healthy nutrition, sorry, which is the nibbles, which we do have that on the website.
And there's saying that y'all want to see it, and some of the things that we got.
We email that out.
We can get it, email that. We used to hand them out, and we used to actually go through a different company, but they stopped making it, so we actually discount nibbles this year. It has a lot of information for parents, and you know, you can read them or whatever, but they are on our website. Jackie uploaded them, but we can't email them out if you need to.
Another thing that we actually do, the district, to ensure that food and beverages advertisements accessible to the students outside of the school hours, which are the menus, which we do that as well. So Jackie does do that.
Yeah, she puts all her menus online. They're posted in the cafeterias as well for students to see.
And you don't get a card count.
Yes, I do.
We do card count.
Yes, card count. Yes, card count. Yes,
take those rooms.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, what is that?
They do card count for our diabetic students.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And what is the other one that we do?
We do have some gluten free students. Yes.
Nutrition education goes. We have a program called the CAPS program. And I don't know if any younger children talk about it. It's a big class where they put all the materials and all the fruits out and they turn it into a fun game activity. But they're having to, during the game, they're having to make sure they get all the vegetables, all the fruits, and then the protein product. It's called the CAPS program. And we have this as partially in place. We know we're doing that on the west side. And I need to make sure I do my due diligence and make sure that we are doing the CAPS program over on the east. We've had some change in staff because we have that fully in place in our wellness policy. So I know we have it at least on the west, but if not, I need to make sure. That's a fun nutritional activity that we teach.
And so then the district shall provide all professional
and
development, and we have to make sure we have trainings. And so all of our staff goes to like Region 14. And we go 2 days out of summertime. And if they don't make it there, we go to Square Mills. And there's online training there that my staff and people get their hours on there. So, that as well.
And who does your staff comprise of?
All cafeteria workers.
All cafeteria. Mm-hmm.
Do they have to get 6 hours?
Yes, it goes from 10 hours to 10 to 4.
I don't believe you two came to our first one. And these ladies are our first in the year that they have a presentation on nutrition. Wait, this right here, please. The district shall provide an environment that fosters safe, enjoyable, and developmentally appropriate fitness activities for all students, including those who participate in physical education classes or competitive sports. The word that really sticks out to me in there is safe. I'm talking specifically about coaches, the former coach. All our coaches are trained every year in CPR. We're all from four points in summer to make sure they all get it. It's required every year in school years. It seems like most of our coaches take advantage of it. And I say coaches, anybody that is a UI sponsor, anybody that's taking kids on the bus, on the road, so they on the CPR. Another thing, you like your concussion protocol? Is that anyone? That's in there as well. They have to go through it and certify the concussion protocol. I'm not going to mention this one. I have tackling. The football coaches have to be certified on how to do safe tackling drills. I coached 12 years ago. If I went out on the field and coached today and I taught tackling the way we did, I'd be a pass this mess because everybody's shaking. It's all about safety injuries. Am I missing any other safety training out there? I think that's most of them. And then, as it says here, appropriate physical education or competitive sports. I can't say enough about the coaches, PE teachers, and I wish what they do as far as providing coaching and instruction to our kids. That's what they do. The district shall provide appropriate staff development, encouraging teachers to integrate physical activity into the academic curriculum where appropriate. This is partially in place. Mr. Vaughn, our assistant superintendent over Human Resources asked if he could provide professional development this summer, so they put him on the list. He's doing a training on emotional health, financial health, and physical health. So a third of that training that is going to be on physical health. So we have made progress there. You know, we used to do the fitness, the screening. Did we ever have the screening when you were with us? I know we'd come back for our general meeting and we'd have the health screening. And it seemed like we didn't get anybody involved. You remember when we were doing that annually? And it was awesome. You didn't have to do it. But I need to see why we dropped that. Because I think that's something we could offer our staff to come in and get a free health screening. It was minimal. Yes. Blood pressure.
Usually those are type of entrances.
I need to research and see why we don't offer that.
Mm-hmm.
The district shall make appropriate before school and after school physical activity programs that should encourage students to participate. Well, you know, our participation numbers at Wiley, we're very proud of some people, we have a lot of involvement in that. We have the luxury of having a doghouse, which is a state-of-the-art facility. Our kids have access to that before and after school. Thank goodness we've gotten through COVID, there were so many restrictions through the years. It is also open to our public. Our public utilizes it always. Our students get first shot. And that can get contentious at times because people have a community facility they can go work out in, and then all of a sudden they show up and they can get into it. Because, wait, here's an example. If you want to go work out this afternoon, the doghouse is closed because we're tracking. But you work out on Wednesdays. Well, you're going to let us move it to Thursday. Well, you can't move to Thursday because there's traffic. You might want to try to get in there Friday, whether it's soccer game. So it's open to the community. Students come first. I'm sure there's a sporting event. We close all of this stuff. But you know, throughout the year, summer months, when we have seasons that aren't using the football stadium as much, we do have access to those for our students and to our community. The district shall make appropriate training and other activities available to district employees in order to promote enjoyable lifelong physical activity for district employees. Hendrick Health Club, even though we have a facility, Hendrick Health Club does give our employees a really nice discount. It's 30, 30.
It's 30.
Pretty good price, right? I didn't mention. Me and Katie, we worked out at the facility up there. Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while.
I went and looked at it.
The north side or the south? The north side. I do think I need to bring this up. There's the doghouse, but we do have a little fitness center. That's where people my age, I didn't say my age go to. So we go in there, and it's awesome. The problem we run into is with our growth and additional sports throughout the years, and when you have growth in numbers and students, that room is kind of become a storage room for soccer.
Yeah.
Because they don't have storage. So I have no problem walking there and jumping over soccer balls and moving kids' bags and mowing their sweaty shirt and socks. I still get on the treadmill where it doesn't bother me. But the general public, like, and that's only at certain times of year, but it's a problem we're trying to address. We need a couple more storage facilities. So that facility used to be very popular. COVID hit. It wasn't available for 18 months. We've opened it. We kind of semi-opened up now that soccer's over, but it's not as successful as it used to be. But the doghouse is always successful. The district shall, did you answer those questions? The district shall encourage students, parents, staff, community members to use the district's recreation facilities, such as old tracks, playgrounds, tennis courts. Yeah, I've just talked about the doghouse. All of our facilities are open after hours. I came up there on Sundays that tennis court's full. Our tennis courts are full every Sunday. Don't see many people running the track, but it's available. Yeah, if you'd like to get on the track. They probably will send you to the junior high track. The problem with it is that very expensive turf. There are signs. You got to protect that turf. If you take it, chewing gum, sunflower seed. So we direct track through the junior high. Is there signs at the east or the west? I hope there's signs at the east junior high. Because that's a brand new track. I don't know what their limitations there are, but We want to open that up. You know, the actual job on the streets is easy to try. But I don't see too many of those. You have long jump, pole vault, but they're there. Okay. Back to you, Christian.
Okay, and the district will allow time for the students to eat. They get 30 minutes in the lunchroom to eat. We also have peanut-free tables. We make sure that the cafeterias are clean. They have different rags that they clean the tables with. They try to clean, I think, they clean most of them.
After every lunch period.
Every lunch period, and stuff like that, with the janitors and teachers that help and stuff like that. So we make sure that it's made facility.
This last one we still have is not in place, and I'm not real proud of this. The district shall promote employee wellness activities and involvement at suitable district and campus activities. There's a lot more things we can do for our staff as far as gatherings, activities. That takes a lot of work, takes a lot of personnel, takes funds to do that. We are having a golf tournament. That counts. That's a lot of leisure activity. We used to have a tennis tournament. We could bring that back. But, you know, if we could put together a community, you know, we owe you. We have a faculty tennis tournament, golf tournament, back in that day. Yeah. So we do stuff like that, but, you know, I'll give a shout out to him, all my first name. They do all kinds of activities, but they have staff for that. We know. But then we can make some progress there, but I'm going to say that's not in place right now. But we would take donations. We would take for anybody here to help us out with that, but we can improve on that. So basically, what we brought to you is a wellness plan that we would like for y'all to give your approval to. It doesn't take a vote. Anybody have any concerns or questions about our wellness program? I think we do a really, really good job with our students, and we're doing an adequate job with the personnel.
The details that you just went through. Making sure that things are covered.
Yeah. At some level, making things available is really the best you can do. People are going to make decisions as they will. So.
As always, the kids come first. You know, we can't have the local soccer team want to use the doghouse instead of the park on Monday night, and football teams want to wash food, or the cross country teams having to run themselves. Sports always.
We have the same approach at the church.
It's not always
well. And still a mom and her 3-year-old son. No, you can't use the toy gun. I'm sorry. It breaks my heart. We have kids here for you.
Right.
For that thing. So,
Well, I believe that's everything that's on the agenda. Does anybody have anything, closing comments or questions? I appreciate y'all's attendance this year. Difficult. We all have busy schedules. I will talk to y'all later about the length of our terms, so we can always change that in the bylaws. I know one of y'all mentioned you might want to start for a lengthy time, but I would appreciate it if the new members would at least have a 2-year stint. And I might be on the opposition. Let's go with 2 for once. We'll start with 10, but we can talk about it. With that, if there's no other questions, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.